from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are...
Yard machine.
Yes, we got ourselves another yard machine.
Yard machine. Thanks yard to machine. Our guests today. They were Dominique Foxworth, Ian Happ, and Herb Howard. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka for doing the things that they do. Now, score afternoons. Matt Spiegel and Dan Wiederer.
Well, the Bears are off, so we get Dan Wiederer.
Weedsy.
Because if not, he would be at Hallis Hall pestering people.
Generating thousands and thousands of words of copy. Yes.
They're coming. The season is here. They're coming, Dan.
They were here in the hard copy today.
I printed out, or Shane printed out, the Cole Kmet article from Weedsy today. It's only 19 pages.
So wait, is that an official nickname? Do you go by Weedsy?
I feel like on this show I have. I think...
I'm just referencing the fake open that we put together for Weedsy. Yeah, it steals the bigs.
Oh, I see.
The big time
Dan
open.
Dan Wiederer talks football with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So wait.
Afternoon, boys. What's going on?
Is there an actual nickname that you usually
Well, in
by?
High school, I was just Weed. They just called me Weed. And
of
then
course they did.
Jeff Dickerson added the S in college.
That wasn't about your name, though, right? Weed wasn't about your name. It was just you always had a joint.
It confused people, right?
Like, smoke
confused
weed. People.
So there we are.
Okay.
So Weed and then Weeds. And now
you've added Weedsy.
So we just the keep hockey adding nickname. Weedsy with the hockey nickname.
That's what we do around here. We're very creative like that. Mm-hmm. But Dan's good at talk radio. He likes talk radio. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with him this afternoon. A lot of Cubs in the early part of the show. Nico Horner for his regular slot at 2:30. And then Craig Counsell at 3 o'clock. The vibe's not quite as good as they might have been before the eighth inning last night.
Man, right? They go on that run where you're averaging 10 runs a game for 10 games.
I'm just pissed about letting that guy beat you in that moment with that pitch. Like that's their guy. That's their home run leader.
Yeah.
Come on. This is we just know the leverage. Live to fight another day. Make him go fishing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Don't leave something out for that guy.
I wanted more than 89 pitches from Jameson Taillon. I mean, it's weird to talk about.
I agree with you.
It's weird to talk about a guy who's had Tommy John twice as a horse. But Taillon never seems to tire. This version of Taillon just like keeps going and going. And they continue to cut him a little short in big moments. It's like, just because he got 7, go ahead and get 8. Go ahead.
And they got out of the 7th with defense, right? 3 straight plays. Yeah. And they're like, okay, the momentum is behind you.
Nico was part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the play Bush made over at first, ridiculous.
See?
You know?
Weedsy watching games, ready to talk stuff, putting questions on the shared show document.
Like prepping for the show?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. He's a professional broadcaster
Whatever.
And writer.
I mean, you could try
it. Look, you work with somebody different every day for 3 weeks, you know? Then you get very excited when somebody shows up and you're like, oh, this is going to be a radio show. This is good.
We got ourselves a radio show.
That's exactly right.
A radio show about things and stuff. People.
And we'll talk plenty of Bears. We got some good stuff from him off the air already. I'm not going to bring that to the air. I'm not going to.
Well, you just did.
All I said.
Not the specifics.
Dan, are you getting on me for referencing something I know off the air and not bring it to the air? Really?
Yeah, but you can.
Lawrence,
you can
you believe this?
No.
This guy.
I mean, yes, I can because it's him. This is what he does.
He is the best at it. That's true. He's the best I ever saw.
I really enjoyed our conversation about radio last week. I was thinking about it a lot this weekend. I think I'm going to do like a follow-up on House of L, talking about some of the things that go into like programming a radio show. Like, I want to talk about the whole concept of agreeing to disagree. Like, we touched on it, like how there, if you in broadcasting, like this idea of, well, this person has to be to do this and this person has to do this, or they could just talk. And if they actually do disagree, that's usually better.
Yeah, for sure. And if you don't, then that's okay too.
And it's okay when partners agree. It's totally okay.
Yeah.
Terry and I spent 17 years rarely arguing.
Yeah, that's because he thought you were numbnuts. And
well, yeah, but I mean, say that all the time. But sure,
I don't know. You guys didn't argue with each other,
right?
You argued with callers.
Oh, yeah.
They turned it out,
and you argued at targets. Yes. You argued at topics.
No, but I'm saying with each other. We. It wasn't the classic sports radio.
No,
you're wrong about that thing.
No,
because you're the guy who's wrong about that thing.
You argued with hate and indignation until you took your freight train and drove it
found
right
the
through
next
them.
Thing to run over.
Yeah, but it's okay to disagree. That's fine. It's the manufactured disagreement that I don't like. Like, if you have two people who are passionate about one side of an argument, great. But if the person's doing it to just do it, that's, as Chief Keef would say, that's that stuff I don't like.
I'll listen to you talk about this on the House of L podcast for a while. This would be right up my alley.
It's you see it a lot, and you're like, they're doing the thing.
It can be very lucrative.
It can get you paid.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that. It can make you very rich.
You know what interests me in terms of like a baseball front office, a football front office these days, a cabinet, if you will. This idea of the team of rivals that Lincoln gets credit with formulating, Abraham Lincoln and Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote about, and
you
like
want people out the tent instead of
you want people that disagree with you in your circle so you can have conversations that actually further issues. And I feel like that is a big game that is talked these days, and I don't know how much it's actually lived. Here's a question. Do Ian Cunningham and Ryan Poles disagree on big football issues?
I think they do, and I think that's one of the reasons that Ryan respects him the way he does, because he's not afraid to voice his disapproval or another way of doing something, right, that then provides you that level of feedback and input that furthers the discussion, like you're saying.
So that's, I'm trying to figure out, Poles strikes me as one of those guys who might actually walk the walk in this way.
I think he does.
Of not fearing the disagreement and the conversation and actually then getting somewhere.
100%.
If we see look
that,
at...
That, and that's invigorating, you know, from a fan perspective or a media, like to understand that you've got a guy who legit just wants to get to the bottom of it and do the best thing and is open to being disagreed with. I need that from my bosses.
Dan and I have talked about this, like as it pertains to like a show and mostly in his life, there needs to be someone who says no. Like
good to have a dreamer and a realist.
In a partnership, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There needs to be someone who says no, and Ian Cunningham seems to be the, I don't think that's, if you look at the high profile, I don't even want to call them disagreements because I don't think they were, But him stepping in and saying, we're not going to have to trade to get Rome. Like, we're not going to. Like, right. just be cool. Like, we don't have right. to. We're going to be good no matter what happens at number nine. So just trust the work that's already been done. And Poles was like, you're right. And then they end up getting their guy because some weird stuff happened in the draft and they were able to get him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that even him talking on Hard Knocks, and that'll be back tonight and we can discuss it on tomorrow's show, you see that he's willing, because everyone knows, that Weeds, I know that you know, when he first got the job, I had NFL people telling me he will be there for 1 year. And then someone's going to come and get him, and he's going to be running his own thing. It won't be long before Ian Cunningham is somebody's GM. And when Poles knows that.
Yeah.
So he knows that he's not getting bad information from a bad source.
There's no question. And Ian may be gone as early as, you know, January 20th. And then you'll have to pivot in that regard. But I do think the example you bring up from draft weekends is a very small snapshot of that back and forth of Ryan really feeling impatient and feeling the urge to do something and being told, just relax. We've got this. To your point, we've prepared for this. We know what our calculations have told us. And then you don't go and squander a bunch of draft capital to move up and you still get exactly what you wanted.
How about the way that the Judon trade did not happen? Who was the realist there? It's Poles who didn't want to give more than a three.
Well,
right?
I think Matthew Judon may have been the realist in that case and
where
wanted,
he wanted to go.
Yeah, they didn't want a
three-year
deal. Well, he
wanted numbers. You know, yeah, he wanted...
That was a commitment issue.
They wanted him for this year. He wanted to have a commitment beyond that. And that is what we could say is that's Poles trusting the system that they've put in and him going, this is a guardrail. I want to do this, but we're not doing stuff like this.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The dreamer and the realist, with Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins, it's Jed who's the dreamer and Carter's the realist. Like last year, I remember asking Carter, like, have you guys thought about Cade Horton as a September high leverage reliever? And he's like, who are you, Jed? You know, because like Jed is the guy who brings that stuff up. And Carter's like, hey, man, come on. Let's
what
simmer
if
down.
This? What if that? Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if?
Right.
Say, yeah, well, it would be cool. But then think about what the repercussions would be if this, and this. Yeah. Sure.
So we've got Nico Werner coming up in just a little bit. Craig Counsell at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We'll ask him why the Cubs are 12-4 since Danny Parkins left. Patrick Manley at 4 o'clock. We'll talk captains with the former captain. All 8 of the captains. Actually, I have a take on that I'm looking forward to talking about. And then a lot of stuff. Jalen Johnson said something on our show that Dan Weider has been holding on to for months. And almost a year. It exposes multiple Bears truths. We're going to do that
later. It's going to be a fun
conversation. It will be. It's going to be a very fun radio show. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Tanny and Shane and Spiegs and Weezy on the score. Keep it right here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.